WBSM presents The Tim Meisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Meisberg Show.
Welcome back in, hour number two here on Tuesday morning. And it's funny because just as I was saying, you know, at the end of the hour there, we can talk about that shooting in New York, and we don't really know that much about what was going on with the shooter and the motivations and things like that. ABC News comes in with new information. If you missed it, apparently the shooter had a note in his pocket wanting to be tested for CTE, which of course can only be done after the person has died, and that it appears he was targeting the NFL office that was in that building. So, unfortunately, we have seen CTE cause people to commit crimes in the past, violent crimes. Now, whether or not CTE is directly to blame, we don't know, but certainly it is believed by CTE researchers to have played a role in things like Aaron Hernandez and his behavior, his criminal behavior, and even taking his own life. And the Chris Benoit situation, if you're not familiar with Chris Benoit, he was a professional wrestler from the WWE who murdered his wife and son and then took his own life. And his famous move was a diving headbutt off the top rope. So this is a very real problem that unfortunately manifests itself in violent acts. So again, I don't want to speak, you know, too early about it until we find out more, but just getting that bit of information is it's disconcerting for sure, because you think about how many people are walking around with CTE, and it doesn't just have to be football players. I know that they mentioned that he had been a high school football player, but it doesn't just have to be football players that get CTE. But certainly it happens quite a bit to them. And listen, I don't think that, you know, you need to get rid of tackle football because of these issues, but I think there needs to be better protection for the people that play football, especially at a young age. You know, most of these guys, when they get to the NFL, they've got now these state-of-the-art helmets that protect their heads and, you know, barely make their heads move. Well, they move enough so that they don't cause any other injuries, but they don't overly move so that they rattle the brain around. And, I mean, they're incredible. I've seen them. I've held them. I've seen them up close. I've been shown exactly what new technologies are involved in them. But we got to get those in the hands of the kids that are 7, 8 years old starting to first play football and have those for those kids the whole time they're playing. Because CTE isn't a result of injuries suffered in the NFL necessarily. It's a lifetime of taking those hits, or a lifetime of playing field hockey and getting knocked around, or a lifetime of doing gymnastics, or just being a person who might be, you know, accident prone and has had a lot of concussions. So it can be, I mean, I didn't realize the severity of concussions until working as a sports writer. I covered, this would have been like maybe 2004, 5, that time period maybe. I was covering a girls basketball game at Wareham High School. It was Fairhaven girls basketball versus Wareham girls basketball. And if I have my time period right, you know, the story is that Dave Brajoli, who was the coach of the Fairhaven girls team, was a Wareham guy. His dad had been the longtime coach of the Wareham boys team. His brother was the coach of the Wareham boys team. So, you know, there's all of that drama, I guess, even though there wasn't much drama. It's always just a friendly rivalry. But so this was a big, important game to cover. And in this game, the Fairhaven center, I won't say her name, but the Fairhaven center took a hard, hard hit. And went down to the court, went down onto the, you know, her head bounced off the court. Like, everybody saw her head hit and then bounced back up and hit again. And it was brutal to see. And when she got up, she had no idea where she was. She was wandering around, kind of somebody had to take her and get her to come over to the bench. And then she wanted to stay in the game, and she's like trying to walk back onto the court. And they're like, no, you got to sit down. And this is before we really took concussions as seriously as we do now. And then she just vomited all over the court. Because that's what happens when you hit your head that hard. So it's horrendous what it does to people. And certainly what the long-term effects of CTE are. But it's not an excuse either. I mean, it helps us understand why somebody might do the things that they do, but it doesn't mean that they should be forgiven for what they do and that they shouldn't have to face consequences. In this case, you know, the gunman took his own life, but it certainly does make the case for even more time and energy and research be put in to CTE. 508-996-0500. Totally different subject, but there's a story from WCVB this morning that comes out of Somerville of a woman over the weekend who says she was attacked by a raccoon while letting her dogs out in a community yard. Her name is Catherine Van Buskirk. And she says that the yard on Chester Street has become an oasis for wildlife, like different species of birds. But on Saturday morning, an unwanted visitor attacked. This is what Van Buskirk told WCVB. I opened the door and then kapow, that's a bite. Basically tried to climb me. It came at me from every direction. It was a horrible experience. So she just opened the door to let these dogs out. And all of a sudden, this raccoon just jumps on her and starts attacking her. Scratched her face, clawed her arms, tore up her legs. Biting and hissing, an aggressive and relentless and painful attack. She said it was monstrous. It's that endless coming back at me that felt monstrous. She thinks the raccoon was after a compost bin, which she has now moved from the yard out to the street. So she was able to fight the raccoon off, even though her arm was in a sling from recent surgery. And now she just wants to warn others to be on the lookout for this thing because they didn't find it. So she went to the hospital, and now she's receiving a series of rabies shots just to be safe. But, man, imagine that, just opening the door and you're getting attacked by a raccoon without even realizing what's going on. Most of the raccoons I've dealt with when I've opened my door have been, like, the fat, lazy kind, you know? And they've mostly been the kind of person listen, I love all animals, okay? I am not against animals in any way. I love them all. But there are certain animals that I just don't want hanging around my door. And in some cases, even in my yard, all right? I had a nice truce going with one of the neighborhood coyotes. He would be in my yard when I would leave the house at like 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning. I'd open the door. And if he was in the yard, I'd kind of be like, I'm going to work. Just want to get in my car. Then you can have the yard to yourself. And he would just kind of stand there and look at me. And he wouldn't leave. He wouldn't run off. But he would just stand there and look at me, and he would let me get in the car because he knew, I think, that I was just getting in the car. And then I'd drive away, and he could go back to what he was doing. Then when I got a dog, I had a little bit of a different perspective on it because, you know, when we woke up in the morning and the dog wanted to go out, we would just put the dog on the runner and open the door and send her outside to go do her thing. So we wanted to, you know, try to keep these things out of the yard. So then I got a little bit more to, you know, scare him away and make him think that he wasn't welcome. But I had raccoons that would come into my trash. I had a skunk that gave birth in one of my trash barrels. The skunk knocked the empty barrel over and crawled inside and gave birth. And I called animal control and said, can you come and get rid of this? And animal control said, we're not. We don't move that. No, let's, no. Just leave it there. They said, I guess you could try to pick the barrel up when the mother raccoon isn't in there, the mother skunk isn't in there, but make sure she's not in there. And I ended up just letting it live in the trash barrel. It was fine. But I was very much, you know, I liked being able to look out the window and seeing the turkeys in the morning. But then when I was, you know, this was during the pandemic and I'm doing the WBSM news from my house, recording it from my house. I didn't want the news to have in the background. And that's all you could hear in the morning. So I'd open the door and kind of shoo them off. Like, go in the other yard. But I would not want to think that any of those animals are going to attack me the minute I walk out the door. I was pretty sure that we had a fisher in the yard one day. Couldn't see it. Kind of saw its eyes a little bit. It was dark. But I was pretty sure that's what it was. And I was like, you're the one thing I'm not going to allow to have happen, you know, because they can be aggressive and I had the dog. So I was like, I don't want you hanging out in the yard. I'm going to do everything I can to scare you off. But I had a groundhog that lived under my shed for years. I never tried to trap it or kill it or anything. But I don't want to get attacked by a raccoon the minute I walk out my door either. The only deterrent that I had to do was I had to get rid of the squirrels that were eating all my bird food. And I would just yell at them whenever they got into the bird food. I don't think that actually scared them off. I think they were just like, let's not go when we know that he's looking out the window. Anyway, 508-996-0500. App chat, open line voicemails on the WBSM app. Let me take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. And welcome back in. We're going to be going to the news in a few moments. On the other side of that, we will have today's edition of the Gen X Files brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. And you might be thinking, well, it's too early for ice cream, but is it too early for delicious Mexican food? Well, maybe now, but maybe by the time you get to lunch and you're craving authentic, sizzling Mexican flavor, well, then head on over to Caliente Mexican Grill in Dartmouth and now on Kings Highway in New Bedford. Whether you're in the mood for tacos, fajitas, burritos, or the fan favorite birria tacos, at Caliente, every dish is made with fresh ingredients and bursting with flavor. Plus, their friendly staff is always ready to welcome you. So check out their newest location in New Bedford on Kings Highway. Visit MexicanGrillCaliente.com for the full menu or to order online. Caliente Mexican Grill in Dartmouth and now New Bedford on Kings Highway. Come for the food, stay for the fiesta. And if you're not sure where that is, it's in the old Papagino's in the Fieldstone Plaza there over by where they used to have the movie theater. And now they have Ollie's and Restaurant Depot. And you can head on over there. I was over there Saturday. I had to stop at the Stop and Shop there to get gas. I was on my way to pick up a friend at the airport in Boston. And I was like, well, let me get gas now. So it's probably cheaper down here than when I get closer to Boston. And certainly closer if I pull over on 24 there at the Burger King. And that area, when you look at it And obviously we had to go through quite a bit with the road work and the construction that was done for South Coast Rail. But if you look at it now, it's bustling. You know, you've got Ollie's in there now. You've got Restaurant Depot in there now. Most of the stores are filled in the Savers Plaza. But it'll be interesting to see what happens because it was sold. The plaza that Savers is in was sold. And the indication was that it was going to be redesigned to be residential and commercial space for the train. But is the train bringing enough people that plan is still in the works? I don't know. The one thing I'm surprised they didn't do, and I'm sure they could do it, but I thought they would put a footbridge from the Church Street station over to be able to walk into those shops. Maybe it has to do with the fact that you'd be behind the buildings. I don't know. But I thought that they would have something there to connect the two. And I suppose it would be easy enough to do. It's not like you need a bridge like you have down at the Whale's Tooth lot. It could just be one of those, you know, walk up, walk across, walk down, like you see in some of the Boston stations. And then they have to put a ramp on it as well, so it needs a little bit wider of a base. But I think it's something that could be added relatively simply. I'm just surprised they didn't do it to begin with. Especially if there's a plan to have residential housing in that area at some point. But again, maybe they wanted to see what the ridership was, which I drove by there too, and it seemed like for a Saturday, there was a good amount of cars there, probably about 40 cars, which is pretty good. I mean, I didn't expect the train was going to be the life-altering thing that everybody thought that it was, but it's good to see that at least people are riding it. Anyway, we can talk more about that coming up. But right now, it is time to go into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt filling in for Mike Roberts.
A New York skyscraper becomes the scene of a deadly shooting. Life-threatening heat creeps across the country, and this could be the key to lowering your Alzheimer's risk.
From the WBSM newsroom, this is WBSM News.
Five people, including an NYPD officer, are dead after a gunman opened fire in a Midtown skyscraper on Monday night. Authorities identified the shooter as 27-year-old Shane Tamura, who killed an officer and four others before taking his own life. The slain officer was Dieterul Islam, age 36, praised as a true blue New Yorker. President Trump says the U.S. will set up food centers in the Gaza Strip. He met with U.K. Prime Minister Keir Starmer in Scotland on Monday to discuss the humanitarian crisis. The president expressed some uncertainty about Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's claim that there is, quote, no starvation in Gaza. Trump's legal team is seeking an expedited deposition of Rupert Murdoch in his lawsuit, accusing the media mogul of defaming him in a Wall Street Journal article. According to the filing, Murdoch opposes the request, while the president's lawyers cited Murdoch's age as a chief argument to push for early testimony. He's in his mid-90s. Trump's $10 billion lawsuit stems from the Journal's reporting on a birthday letter to late convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Trump, meanwhile, continues to deny any wrongdoing tied to Epstein and his infamous island, as Epstein associate Ghislaine Maxwell calls on the Supreme Court to overturn her sex trafficking conviction. A heat dome is bringing life-threatening temperatures to millions across the nation's southeast. Portions of the southeast, including parts of the Carolinas, Georgia, and northern Florida, are under extreme heat warnings. And according to the National Weather Service, those states could experience feel-like temperatures of over 110 degrees. According to forecasts, dangerous conditions likely to persist until a cold front slowly advances in on Friday. Baseball Hall of Famer Ryne Sandberg died Monday at 65. The beloved Chicago Cubs second baseman was a 10-time All-Star. His number 23 is retired by the Cubs. Sandberg had been battling prostate cancer. Football legend Deion Sanders says he was diagnosed with bladder cancer earlier this year. The University of Colorado coach made the announcement on Monday with his doctor. Sanders had his bladder removed, and his doctor said he is now cured. Spirit Airlines doing more belt tightening. The Florida-based discount carrier said it'll furlough 270 pilots this fall as it reduces its off-season schedule to cut costs. The airline will also downgrade more than 100 pilots from captain to first officer as of October 1st. And several new studies being presented at the Alzheimer's International Conference in Toronto this week deal with reducing the risk of developing the brain disorder. One study conducted over 10 years shows that people in their 70s who walk every day can reduce the risk of cognitive decline. Another major study demonstrates the importance of healthy activities, including good nutrition, playing computer brain games, and socializing in addition to exercise. The research was conducted across the U.S., and it's the biggest randomized trial to look at how healthy behaviors can protect your brain.
WBSM Sports.
Well, the Red Sox have another game with the Minnesota Twins tonight out west. First pitch at 7:40, and hopefully no weather delays drawing this one out. And the Patriots training camp is underway in Foxborough, New England, practicing for the first time in pads on Monday morning. You'll love to see it.
Now, your ABC 6 South Coast forecast, brought to you by C Street.
Good Tuesday morning. Waking up, the temperature is a little above average. Most of us around 70 degrees. Some patchy fog still out there this morning, so be careful behind the wheel. And then be careful for a whole different reason this afternoon. It is going to be, how do I put this lightly? The surface of the sun outside? No, I know I'm being dramatic, but man, guys, it's going to be hot. Temperatures in the mid and upper 90s inland today. And even the coast, you're not exempt from the heat. You're going to see temperatures right around 90 degrees on either side of the number as we get to this afternoon. With the heat, the humidity, and the sun angle, it's going to feel like the triple digits for a good part of the day. It's going to be sunny, but at this point, you're going to be wanting for shade, and make sure you're taking breaks in the AC and drinking plenty of water, too, if you have to spend any time outside. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Christina Schallhoop on New Bedford's News Talk Station 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station WBSM and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
This WBSM News Update is brought to you by Stevie's Wine and Spirits. Look for the purple dot to try before you buy. Only at Stevie's Wine and Spirits in Fairhaven.
All right, you ready to talk a little pop culture?
The Gen X Files.
Let's take a look at some of the events that mattered most to 80s and 90s kids on this date. The Gen X Files are brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven. We'll start off with our celebrity birthdays. Leslie Easterbrook, best known as Sergeant Debbie Callahan in the Police Academy films, turns 76 today. Four celebrities all turned 72. Rush bassist and singer Geddy Lee, filmmaker Ken Burns, fashion designer and TV host Tim Gunn, and E Street Band member and Mrs. Bruce Springsteen, Patti Cialfa. Country singer Martina McBride turns 59. Will Wheaton, the star of Stand By Me and Star Trek The Next Generation, is 53. Actor Stephen Dorff is 52, while Josh Radnor of How I Met Your Mother is 51. Actress Allison Mack, who starred on Smallville and then later went to prison for her role in the NXIVM sex cult, is 43 years old today.
Stars shining bright above you. Night breezes seem to
July 29th, 1974, Mamas and Papas singer Cass Elliot died in her sleep from a heart attack after playing a sold-out show in London, England. She was staying at Harry Nilsson's London flat when she died. Her solo hits included Dream a Little Dream of Me, which also featured the rest of the Mamas and the Papas on the track. In 1976, David Berkowitz, also known as the Son of Sam, killed one person and seriously wounded another in the first of a series of attacks in New York. The 29th aftermath of July 1978, the film soundtrack to Grease featuring John Travolta and Olivia Newton-John went to number one on the U.S. album chart. In 1981, a worldwide TV audience of over 700 million people watched the wedding of Charles, Prince of Wales, and Lady Diana Spencer at St. Paul's Cathedral in London. I remember getting up early in the morning, and my mom was watching that on TV. In 1982, professional wrestler Jerry Lawler slapped actor Andy Kaufman in the face on Late Night with David Letterman, a stage event that prompted a several-month war between the two of them. 1987, British Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher and President of France, François Mitterrand, signed the agreement to build a tunnel under the English Channel that came to be known as the Tunnel. July 29, 1990, Elton John checked into a Chicago clinic to cure bulimia and an addiction problem, taking over a year off from touring and recording. And July 29, 2006, Pamela Anderson married for the second time to U.S. rapper Kid Rock on a yacht off the French resort of Saint-Tropez. The 39-year-old former Baywatch star divorced from rock star Tommy Lee in 1998, had recently got back together with Kid Rock after a brief engagement in 2003, and then Anderson and Rock split after 4 months of marriage. That's the Gen X Files for July 29th, 2025, brought to you by McGraw's Back Porch Ice Cream in Fairhaven, home of the Porch Sampler, where all month long they are celebrating National Ice Cream Month with special days all through July. Follow them on Instagram and Facebook for more information. And we can also find their list of flavors every week, including Banoffee this week and vintage vanilla that they were making in the old school ice cream maker. So they do. They have one of those over there at McGraw's. Stop by and see it and talk to the McGraw's and tell them that you listen every morning to the Gen X Files on WBSM. And don't forget, on Thursdays, we have our Brain Freeze Question of the Week, where you could win a free porch sampler. All right, let's go to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, Tim. Good morning. Just a question. Any word when the Chick-fil-A is going to be opening in Dartmouth?
From what I hear, it's getting really close. They're kind of finalizing some of the building. I believe it's expected to open by the fall.
Oh, how was the concert you went to? I went to 50s and I had a good time.
I'm glad that you had a good time. Yeah, I went to that Cyndi Lauper show. It was fantastic. She did a great job, despite the heat.
Infinity Center?
Yes.
I've never been. I got to go there eventually.
It's a great place to see a concert. It's easy to get in and out of, and the sound is they upgraded the sound, so it sounds great now. It's no matter where you go, you can't get a bad seat.
Yep.
All right.
Yeah. So Chick-fil-A is going to open when?
I think it's slated to open sometime in the fall. And if you like chicken, the Popeyes just opened in Wareham too.
How's that Birdie's chicken near Marketville?
I just had it for the first time last week. I thought it was very, very good.
I can't believe that thing that happened to Margaret Vasco the other day. It was on the news.
Yeah. I mean, it looks like there's, 47 people that are now out of work and 47 jobs that got to be filled.
I make 15 years as a Friday, Tim.
And yeah, all your paperwork is up to date.
No, I've been there 15 years.
Yeah. Well, congratulations on that.
Well, me sometimes say hi to you at Market Basket.
You might see me wandering around. I'm usually the guy that looks like doesn't have any idea what he's looking for. So
yeah, sorry to bother. I just wanted to know about the Chick-fil-A because that's going fast, but you don't know when it's going to open.
No, I haven't seen an official opening date yet, but I'm sure we get emails from Chick-fil-A for things like that, so I'm sure we'll get the information as soon as they make the announcement.
Like, when do you guys usually get notices about stuff around there that's going to be opening, when it's going to be?
It all depends. I mean, sometimes they might give you like a month's notice. Sometimes they give you like 3 days notice. So it all depends on, how much advance word they want to get out there.
What were you saying about the Market Basket thing? You said about something about Market Basket.
I don't remember. I don't think I was saying anything. I don't know.
You were saying I was surprised what I heard about it on the news the other day.
Oh, I was just saying that, these people are going to. So if you work there, how big of a loss is 47 people not working there anymore? Does that fill a lot of holes that other people have to come in and work extra shifts now? Or
I seen a thing going on when I was there the other day. I just go there and do my job, bag groceries. That's all I do,
Yeah, well, I get you. That's what I do here. Just show up and work and then go home.
Any events coming up in the area that I can go to? Any events coming up in the city or?
Well, we got the feast coming up this week.
I'm probably going to go Sunday.
Yeah, I might be all around there. So if you see me, say hi.
Oh, I can say hi. Will WBSM be there?
No, Fun 107 is going to be there, I believe, Thursday night. They're going to be there Thursday or Friday. But I'm just going to go, wander around because Roger's band is playing. All Sinners is playing on Sunday, so I might go see them.
I'll have to bag your groceries at Market Basket sometime.
Perhaps. I usually go through the express lane, though, but...
Look for me. I'm the best bagger they got there, Tim.
I believe it. I will look for you.
How's that McGraw's ice cream? I heard you talk about it just now.
It's amazing. You got to try it.
I got to go there.
You got to try it. Homemade ice cream can't be beat.
All right. Thank you. I just wanted to know about Chick-fil-A. So once it's open, you guys will put it on WBSM.com.
And hopefully we'll get some advance word. We can let you know even before.
Okay. Thank you, Tim.
Have a good day. All right, we got to take a break here. We'll be back in a few moments. 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And welcome back in. Discover the elegance of custom jewelry at Art and Gold in New Bedford. Family owned and operated since 1992, Art and Gold specializes in high-end gold, silver, and precious stones. Whether you're looking for a unique engagement ring or need expert repairs, their skilled jewelers can help. Experience the artistry of bespoke jewelry today. Art and Gold, where your dreams are crafted into golden reality. Visit them on Bolton Street in New Bedford or online at artingold.org. That's artingold.org. All right, let's go back to the phones. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Hey, how are you?
Good. How you doing?
Good. The heat has arrived.
It has, yes. And hopefully it'll be gone soon, but we got to get through about till 8 o'clock tomorrow.
Wow. I hope it's not like that when people go down to the feast, because I don't know how they're going to manage it.
No, it's supposed to break on Wednesday night.
Mm. Heard you talking about the basket. You know, I don't think anybody goes there more than I do. Sometimes I'll go all the way down there and just get a coffee and walk around outside. But I went there after those 47 people were gone, and I did notice a difference in the aisles, because most of the time when I'm over there, you can see them stocking shelves. The boxes are in the middle of the aisle. I never understood why they don't do that in the middle of the night, because we have to dodge those boxes. But anyway, I noticed a difference. Now, don't even tell me that the Market Basket is going to hold those jobs till those people come back, because I heard Ken Pittman yesterday saying two of his children had applied over there a couple of times and they never got a job. So that's not fair. Now they have a chance to go. They're probably in school, but... I mean, they can still work on the weekends if they, you know.
There may be like a required period, you know, for employment laws, or maybe like a required period, like maybe you got to give them 2 weeks to come back with the paperwork kind of thing.
Yeah, well, that's fine. But right now, there's 47 openings right now. So for them to turn away the Americans who are looking for jobs.
There isn't 47 openings, because these employees, as of right now, have only been suspended. So they're not terminated yet.
So then you're saying the store can get along without those 47 people.
Oh, I'm sure they're having to call people to come in from other stores to fill in and that kind of stuff, or having people work extra shifts.
Oh, to fill in, to be filled in, so that when they come back, they lose their job after they filled in. Americans are waiting for jobs.
I'm just telling you that it's. I'm giving you the language that they're using right now is that they've been suspended, not terminated.
I'm asking you, is it fair for the American people who have applied to be turned away? Most of the people, I'm not saying all of them, but the majority of the workers at the basket are foreigners. Try to say no. I've been there.
Well, you don't know that they're foreigners.
I know what I see every time I go there. That's enough for me.
So you can just tell by looking from somebody where their country of origin is.
I didn't say anything about the country. I said foreign. Didn't I say the word foreigners, Mr. White?
That's what a foreigner is, somebody from a different country.
Yes, it is. So what country did they come from? What does that matter?
So you can just look at somebody and be like, yes, they definitely were not born here, or definitely aren't a naturalized citizen.
Listen,
I should hire you, Mary. You could make ICE's job a lot easier. You don't have to do any research. You can just look. It's like you can just look and say the bad guys are in there, like in Last Action Hero.
I hate when you do this. All I said was the majority of the people that work there are foreign people. Come on, give me that.
But give me that. You don't know that.
I know what I think. And some of them do speak pretty good English, but some of them, what I don't like is when they don't understand what I'm saying in English, and they walk away and they're laughing at me because I don't understand them. They're in my country. Don't you laugh at me, because I'll throw something at you.
Maybe they were laughing at you because they do understand you.
Yeah. No, they're evil. Then they're evil.
I laugh at you all the time. I just did.
I don't think it's fair for Ken Pittman's children to go over there looking for work. And they get turned away. They didn't get the job, but those foreigners came right in. So how shady is Mr. DeMoulis? I don't know. I love the store. That's all I know.
I mean, and I hope all I don't know Ken's kids that well. I only know his son a little bit that was in the band. But maybe they weren't people that they weren't interested in hiring.
Them?
Maybe they didn't
have to know them to sympathize with them. Do you have
I'm saying is maybe they weren't qualified. Maybe they didn't want to have them work there for a particular reason. I don't know.
His kids are educated. They're not stupid. He's looking out for them. Now you're going to come with that. They don't have
I'm just kids. Saying there might have been other factors as
how
to why they didn't want to hire them.
How hard is it to stock a shelf or run a register? Come on. I'm going to take it for granted that
I've been in stores. Apparently, it's harder than most of these people realize.
If they didn't think they could do it, they probably would not have applied over there. Okay?
I'm just saying, there might have been other factors.
Listen, don't start yelling at me now. Because we've been getting along pretty good, so don't start, because I'm ready for you. I'm always ready for you. Listen, those people that go there, we should demand that they learn English. I'm sorry. You don't come to this country and speak your language in front of me. You speak English in front of me. Or out the door you go.
That's a very ignorant perspective. Nobody has to kowtow to what Mary wants them to speak.
Listen, if I was going over to their country, I would make damn sure that I know their language.
No, you wouldn't.
Okay? Yes, I would.
No, you wouldn't. You'd go over there and demand they all learn English.
No, I would not.
Of course you would.
You think you know me, but you don't. I wouldn't do that in somebody else's country. But they're all in there, and only one or two speak pretty well to me. The rest of them, I don't bother, because once I found out, they walked away laughing. And I went right over to one of the managers. I thought, I have a complaint to make. They're not answering any of my questions. I don't get any help from them. I think they're inadequate for this job.
I'm just going to guess that they've got your picture on the wall, Mary, and they're like, you see this lady, pretend you don't know how to speak English.
I didn't hear what you said.
I said they have your picture on the wall in the back, and they say, if you see this lady, pretend you don't know how to speak English.
Yeah, you're throwing that in. You're throwing that in to be funny. I understand, but I know I'm
just
right.
Just keeping it light, Mary. Just keeping it light.
No, but I'm serious about the 47 people that are gone. I did notice it in the aisles. So are the people that are still there right now, American people that were not thrown out or whatever, are they going to take over and fill in to stock themselves? Somebody has to do it.
Well,
they're not going to want to hire anybody else.
They probably have people working extra shifts or people coming from other stores or something like that. I got to hold you there, though, because I got to take this final break.
Well, thank you for taking my call.
Hey, Mary, I love you.
I love you, too.
All right. Have a good day.
You, too.
All right, callers, hang on. I got a break here. We might have to get you in the next hour, but hang on. We will definitely make sure we get to you. I got to get this break in. We will be right back. All right, we are going to go into the news right now. Callers, if you want to hang on, we will take you as soon as we get back. Sorry, just that's the way the clock goes. But we will have your ABC News and then your local news with Phil Devitt filling in for Mike Roberts today. And then wide open calls with you at 508-996-0500, app chat and open line voicemails on the WBSM app. And we'll get more into it coming up.